We got a hefty show on the way. We got full squad in the building. We got a couple guests joining us today. We're going to have some fun. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Stepney and Brad, hit them.
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. Listen, we talking about practice. How silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. We are talking about practice. Fully loaded today. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert, alongside me, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, top 12 best-looking bartenders in all of the North State, my man, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, it's good party, people.
We also got our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you. Rodolfo Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
King Cringe himself. Dad jokes that don't land. The one and only Stepman Brett.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I feel like Brad's the opposite of a cat. Like, you never land on your feet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Completely agree with that.
Yeah.
Maybe a dead cat?
You don't help your cases anymore. Like, it never helps. But I love it.
Oh.
I mean, to a certain degree.
Yeah, keep firing,
it's like
baby.
There's a lot of hatred within that love, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so with, like, you, I would imagine hates in every single thing.
100%.
Every single feeling.
There's always some hate.
I love you, but I hate you at the same time. It's right there.
Every cell of Derek's body
is hate.
A tinge of it. Hating it.
Hate.
Yeah.
Loathe entirely.
Like that right
what
there.
What was
like that?
Hate. Loathe entirely.
We didn't need you to do it again.
Brad, like, again, not landing on your feet. Like, that's a face plant.
My God.
I was talking about the Dave Chappelle. Hey, hey.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what we got.
That's what we know you're talking about.
Christmas is gone, my dude, all right? Like, long and gone.
The Grinch lives forever.
All right, let's stop, Brad, please. Let's get on with the show if we could. We got our man John Lucan joining us in a little bit. Talk some Super Bowl prop bets. I'm probably going to hit him with some NIL questions that he was not prepared for because we did not discuss that off air. And a little bit about this Brian Flores debacle. We also, of course, have our foreign correspondent going to talk about these unprecedented Olympics and cover what we don't do a good job covering. But first, we're going to... Derek and I started this show, what, about 7 years ago, the first iterations of this show? About 2014?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while. And one thing that I think you and I both bonded over is we don't always just want to break down games. We like to meander and go all over the place. And
I mean, I think that's why I'm still here. If you were just breaking down games, I wouldn't be doing this anymore.
I don't think I would
yeah,
either.
Yeah, that's boring. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure there are all people out there that like listening to that type of sports talk. And if you're listening for that show, we're not that.
No.
In
well,
any
you,
way,
you probably
shape, or
know
form.
That by now.
Yeah, if you're a fan, you listen to us. You know us.
Yeah.
And we will every once in a while get too sports talky for me. And that's when I'm like, I don't, you know.
That's when you check out.
Yeah,
I always have
about?
To monitor that early on in the show. It's like, oh, are we losing him? And when we do a half hour of breaking down week 13, we lose him.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's fair.
I think we lose a lot of our audience, too. Yeah, like, granted, there might be some people out there who are like, yeah, let's break down this Niner game every play-by-play. And, like, yeah, it hurts you. But, like, for the average fan out there, that's what our show is for the casual fan.
Yeah.
Even if you are a super fan, you'll still enjoy it. But the casual fan is like, hey, I know there's sports happening right now, and it's like my background noise, you know?
Yeah. We are not for, if you're looking to take a deep dive on breaking down the 2-3 zone and the efficiency of that, we're not the show to come to. However, if you are looking to talk some random stuff, which you and I love to meander on the show.
Yes, yeah.
And the past, I don't know, what, 19 weeks now? We've started with the past week in football.
Yeah.
So I would like to just throw some topics your way.
Okay.
And then we could discuss them as a group. So, Brad, what topics do we have up for debate?
So we have Brian Flores' lawsuit. Mm-hmm. We have Joe Rogan.
Okay.
College sports NIL.
Okay.
NBA trade deadline. Mike McDaniel's hire and the Rooney Rule. Poor Josh McCown. Poor Lovie Smith. Or NASCAR in L.A.
NASCAR in L.A.
Really? I was not expecting that at all. Yeah. All right,
Let's go for it right now. Because let's face it, as a lead-footed person, live by the seat of my pants when I'm driving.
Yes.
And I try to make people as uncomfortable as possible as I weave in and out. It's always the goal in that.
You are a great driver, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm a great driver because I'm not a professional driver and I don't get paid to do it, but I'm survivable out there. And I only have liability insurance because I trust my driving skills so much, truly. And plus, I don't want to spend more than I have to. Basic liability is all you need right now. People have full coverage. Y'all a sucker right now. In case you do get an accident, then you're like, man, I really wish I had it. That hasn't happened to me yet. I haven't learned my lesson. It probably will happen probably as I'm driving home today. But, you know, hey, I'm there for it. I've accepted those consequences that are going to come my way. So as NASCAR is a driving sport, as someone who does appreciate driving, I usually prefer a little more than left turns. I like right turns too. Long straightaways happen as well, and some chicanes. You know, chicanes are really nice, but NASCAR doesn't always provide that. So it's very hard for me to like NASCAR at times. But when they do some,
there's a few courses. A few courses.
I will say I do appreciate the circuits though.
Yes.
There is something a true art form to it.
Michigan's a lot of fun.
A true art form to driving in a circle all the time. Like, I'm not trying to say that in a derogatory way. How fast you're going, be able to hold that car in that way. Ton of energy is expelled by those drivers.
Well, this weekend they weren't going very fast as they raced in the LA Coliseum, and they topped out at what speed?
55, 57. I believe. And
it was a quarter mile.
I know you have this waist friend, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
This sounds delicious.
It's a quarter mile track, which is, for anybody that lives in Chico or the Chico area, which is as big as a Silver Dollar Speedway. It is not that big.
I mean, was the front end touching the ass of the race?
Like, pretty much.
Like, what happened, man?
Was it a full 43?
I don't know if it was 43, but all the big names were at this race.
That makes no sense to me.
I mean, those guys.
One of the reasons why I want to talk about it because I saw Ice Cube. My boy, shouts to Ice Cube. Yep. Cube's my man. You know me, Jerome, how much I love Cube.
Yes, sir.
You, on a regular basis, have brought me Ice Cube's t-shirts. Which are legendary mementos in my closet. And if everyone goes missing, I'm worried. I do. I'm like, where is it? Where is it? I got to find it quickly. So I appreciate that. So Cube was involved. And I always appreciate whatever Cube's doing because I always look at Cube as one of the guys that has learned to just make it in this world properly.
Yeah.
Started out as doing his thing as a rapper, as a writer, doing his MC work. And then he graduated from that. He's like, you know, that was my young self. Now I need to grow up in this world. Now I'm producing movies, family movies.
Yeah.
Right.
And now he's making money doing legit movies, straight out of Compton stuff. Now he's got the Big Three tournament that he's worked. Made a decent name out of.
Yep.
Yeah, it's still around there. It draws big names into it. 100%. And now this NASCAR, which he's ventured into. So I'm hoping that maybe this could be a fun little venture for him as well. So,
well, my favorite phone call of the weekend is Rudy calls me and it's just like, what up? What are you doing? Like, chilling. What's up? And he goes, I'm just super confused. I just saw Ice Cube performing at a NASCAR event. Started dying. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, no, you heard me right.
There you go.
So my question to you is, did he see that Snoop and Dre were going to be at the Super Bowl? He's like, okay, you want to leave me out of that? Watch this.
I got to see that. It's like, oh, yeah, point. Right? That is a little, but that's a little stabbing in the back of you, I feel. Yeah. You know, because he is.
Wait, he's not going to be there?
No.
I thought he was part of that group.
That's Ice Cube, Dre, Kendrick, Eminem, and Mary J. Blige.
I mean, in their defense, Cube did leave the group and do his own thing He eviscerated them in a couple of songs, no doubt. But I feel like the beef should be squashed at this point. And you want to bring a guy. Granted, for me, as somebody, I feel like I'm kind of in the niche crowd of loving Ice Cube the way that I do. Kind of hard to see him left out of that arena. So I kind of wish I saw that actual performance. So did he actually perform any good songs or like anything that was of noteworthy to you? Or
he performed his classics.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I
need to hear is
in
"Good
like
Day" and we're
3
good.
Minutes. So
I mean, there's a lot more I'd prefer to listen to, but that's again me being that fan and love to hear some of his actual songs that he's. I'm known for.
Yeah,
but which would happen? But either way, shouts to Cube. and your elaborate plan and working through life.
Yeah.
And now you started as a rapper. Now you're performing at NASCAR events.
Congratulations.
And congratulations to NASCAR being more diverse than the NFL.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. I'm just saying.
Jeez.
Right?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good
there
point.
You go.
So they. So they had 23 racers instead of the normal 42, 43. Okay. So it was a little bit shorter.
I'm going to say, if you had 43 cars in there, the ass is for sure tucked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, okay. The entire way. There is no racing. Yeah. It's just a circle, merry-go-round.
You don't even know where your cars are right now.
That's fair.
You're just like, yeah, okay.
Brad, what other topics do we have, sir? We knocked out.
Do you want me to go back over the list that I've already said?
Do you remember them?
Yes, it's Brian Flores, Joe Rogan, college sports NIL, trade deadline for the NBA, McDaniels and the Rooney Rule, and... McCown and Smith.
I kind of wanted poor McCown and Lovie Smith.
All right.
I'm always tears right now. Let's go from NASCAR to tears.
So, as many of you know, Brian Flores is involved in what he's hoping to be a class action lawsuit against the NFL and their discriminatory hiring practices, which has obviously been an issue for a long time in the NFL. But sometimes you got to laugh when affirmative action works the other way. And multiple reports were that Josh McCown was set to be the Houston Texans' next coach. Those came out on Friday. Lovie Smith gets hired last night or this morning as the Texans' head coach.
There we go. Okay.
So
always give him the bad franchise. Like, hey man, you'll get, like, a long time it was Hugh Jackson.
Right.
Stu, Hugh, the rhyme. Okay, that's what happened. Hugh Jackson and his Cleveland Brown days. Yes.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that this happened. And also, I feel bad in the sense that Josh McCown, by all accounts, seems like a really nice guy. And also, if you want to do black people a favor, let Josh McCown clean up that mess. Stop sending in black dudes to coach the teams that are terrible. Don't do that. Don't do that to my man, Lovie Smith. He was already on the staff, and this is how I know they read the room and they're like, we can't hire the whitest guy ever. Because Lovie Smith was already in house and no one heard about his name being a potential coaching hire candidate there.
Yeah. I mean, it is...
reverse racism, man.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time right now, it's white people usually like hiring white people, it sounds like, you know?
Right.
Black people like hiring black people. We have our preferences, you know?
Yeah.
I usually don't like Latinas because I'm Mexican, so I see them like as my sisters at times. But it doesn't mean I won't every once in a while dip in that pool, you know? But, like, you know, I'm just saying, you know, we have taste and preferences out there, you know?
Fair enough.
And there's a strong chance they could be your cousin. But you don't know.
I'm just saying, I come from a small town, and connections are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not joking when we say cousins.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I know you're not. Yeah. All right. Mike McDaniel hire / Rooney Rule, the NBA trade deadline. College sports NIL, Joe Rogan, Brian Flores lawsuit. What do you have?
Let's do... The NIL, what are we talking? The
college football? Name, image, likeness.
Okay, yeah. The college football NIL. What do you got from that?
Well, I kind of fumbled this one because I don't have the Jimbo Fisher sound, but it is unbelievable as Jimbo Fisher comes out to defend...
Jimbo Fisher?
Jimbo
Fisher. I was going to say Jumbo. What?
Jumbo Fish?
Jumbo Elliott, Jimbo Fisher.
If he turns into a fat guy, Jumbo Fisher would be the greatest nickname ever. Yeah.
But yeah, Jimbo Fisher...
If anyone should ever just reverse the idea, like, you'll go for the fatness, Jimbo. Jumbo should definitely do it.
Jimbo Fisher came out to basically say that it's a clown show and they're not taking advantage of NIL and forming shell companies to pay players when it's been found that they paid over $20 million to players, or at least reported that they paid more than $20 million to players over the next 2 years or committed more than $20
million. So currently or in the past?
Currently.
Okay.
I'm just at a point right now where I refuse to listen to any morality talk or what's right and wrong from a college football coach. They're all skeevy little bastards.
They're all,
you know,
like...
delicious and fantastic. We want you to be those skeevy people that will undermine all those contract negotiations that have happened and give them more money to people. We want that.
Of course.
We want the best players on our squad, so keep being that. But again... You are what you are. I take you with a grain of salt.
Yep.
And no shout out at any of the college football coaches that are listening right now. You guys are saints. amongst many centers.
He also shouted down the transfer portal and how everyone's taking advantage.
Oh, boo-hoo to them right now. I again, any one of those coaches worrying about their... I'm tired. It's about time right now kids have the option to choose what school you actually want to go to, have a chance to actually play in it, instead of it's like, oh, play for the team. Like, I get it. You want to be a part of a team, but I have a better chance of actually playing if I go to this school and actually having a more of a fun experience playing college football as opposed to being a practice squad member and someone who just wears a jersey on the sideline. I like to get out there and hit some people. A lot of people will not have a professional career. Most of them will not. So if you have a chance to play, go play.
Yeah, and a quick shout out to Deion Sanders, dude. He is cleaning house and getting those boys paid.
Yes, sir.
Dude, everyone, all these 4- or 5-star recruits are going there. You know why? Because of the money.
And I will say, having that Barstool connection that he does, I'll say that definitely is a nice little prop because they are definitely doing their part to give, again, these people to make a chance that maybe starting a little future for them when they will not have a chance to make something outside of, actually, a lot of them will be able to chance to make a money off the sport that so many people, that they all strive to.
Right.
Because most of them will not go pro. There's other way to make money out there in this world. Mm-hmm. Why not do it this way?
Yeah, get paid now.
And play.
And play.
I mean, yeah, you know.
So we've tracked down this soundbite, and I think it's a long one, so this gives us a little time. You could play that. Hopefully John can hear it, and then we'll bring in our resident college expert.
Do you kind of consider it a slap in the face or whatever when there's these thoughts out there that it's because a lot of money is being spent and just your thoughts?
Here's what I'm going to say, and this is point blank. This is point blank to the – because here's my problem. There is no $30 million fund. There is no $5 million. There is no $10 million. This is garbage, okay? And it does. It pisses me off that people – and here it comes from a site called Bro Bible by a guy named Sliced Bread. Then everybody runs with it. So it's written on the internet as gospel. How irresponsible is that? You got – I'm going to tell you, there's some very reputable writers – in college football and sports, that wrote it and they've said it and have done things, that's unbelievable to me. When I first heard it, I laughed. I said, oh, yeah, what a clown. I mean, I didn't even think anything of it because I don't have social media. And it kept building in lately. I've heard more about it. To me, it's insulting to the players that we recruited that's why they would come here. You ever been to a game here? You ever come to school here and see the education? You ever talk about the 12th man, the Aggie Network when you're done? There ain't a better university in this country. And it's insulting to what you say. And all these, and we got writers who have said it and done it off Sliced Bread. A guy named Sliced who made it up. Love to see who Sliced Bread is and put it out there with Sliced Bread. Let me find out where it comes from. And then to have coaches in our league and across this league to say it, clown acts. All right? Irresponsible as hell. Multiple coaches.
Bro Bible and Sliced Bread.
Jumbo Fisher.
Somebody named Sliced Bread. All right, let's bring in our resident college football expert, family member of TBP, John Lucan. What is good, sir?
What's going on, fellas?
Yo, yo. So, were you able to hear that soundbite?
Was it the Jimbo Fisher?
Yeah.
I wasn't able to hear it. I was just being on hold, but yeah, I've heard the soundbite.
Okay. So you hear that, you hear him complaining about the transfer portal and being our college resident expert. What are your thoughts on this?
The hysterical laughter.
What was your favorite part, the sliced bread part?
Say that again?
Was your favorite part the sliced bread part?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was kind of confused on the whole the website that he found. It's like, how is he – I just picture Jimbo Fisher searching these super obscure websites, you know, and trying to find some dirt on him.
Yeah, I just love to – whoever brought this to his attention, if he didn't find it on his own, like, who wrote that about me? Sliced bread. Well, Sliced bread?
in actuality, it's – a really bad look for him, you know. I mean, him, Alabama, I mean, these schools have been doing this for so long and have been so under the radar as far as how they kind of get these, you know, high school recruits to come to their university. Now that it kind of can be out in the open, now that's when they kind of choose to die on this hill, which is super funny, so...
Yeah, it's fairly hypocritical. All right, let's bring you in for the fun stuff. Let's talk Super Bowl prop bets. So give me your favorite prop bet, and then just give me some of the ridiculous ones you're looking at right now.
Okay, yeah. So as far as regular bets, I wanted to kind of get Rudy's opinion on this too, being the degenerate that he is as well. But I got Bengals money line plus 170. I have the over in the over under at 47, and then I also like the under, the first half under at 24.5. Those are kind of just my go-to picks as far as, you know, trying to think I'm a serious
Those
better.
Are the worst prop bets ever. Over, unders. I don't want that. I want something delicious and fun, not boring stuff. No, those aren't prop bets. I want prop bets. No. Don't give me your regular over. Prop bets. That's what you're here for. Throat. Prop bets. Stop talking and give me prop bets.
The man wants prop bets. The world wants prop bets.
Not Brad, do not treat me like that.
You're worse.
Prop bets!
I'm just kidding, Brad.
Are you, though? Are you?
So as far as prop bets, I always have three that I got to go with every single Super Bowl. And those are the three iconic. The coin toss, obviously we're going tails. We have the Star Spangled Banner this year. The over-under is 93 seconds. For those of you that don't know, that's a minute and 33 seconds. What is that? Math on her.
What is it?
33.
Yeah, minute and 33 seconds. That's what I said.
Okay.
I'm taking the over in that. And then, obviously, the iconic Gatorade bath. You know, we have a bunch of different ones. Blue was last year. I always go purple because it's always plus, you know, 1,200.
Damn, really?
But plus this 1,200 year, I think for purple? I think I'm going to have my wits about me. I'm going blue this year at plus 400.
Okay.
All right. I've heard some inside information. The Bengals dump a lot of orange, so you know if the Bengals win. See, orange could be something.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So if Bengals win, you can kind of predict that it's going to be orange. That's at plus 200. That's kind of the favorable.
But you're putting your bet on Riptide Rush. That's what you think is going to come out of there. Riptide Rush is delicious. Yeah. Delicious. Yeah.
If the Rams win, you got to think it's got to be blue Gatorade, right?
You'd imagine.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
That could be, yeah, a little glacier freeze. Or hopefully it's glacier freeze would be the best one in blues.
What's the over? Could,
yeah.
I'm surprised I don't know the players. Yeah. It's just blue or red to me.
No.
There are levels to this. There's levels to this, Brad.
Glacier freeze.
If you give me cool blue, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
Cool blue.
Very disappointed if it's cool
me?
Blue. No.
My headphones
no.
Right
no.
Now.
No. If it's blue, it better be glacier freeze.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, if this only thing that's left is cool blue, I might suffer. But glacier freeze.
What
is blue.
Derek, you might know this. What is the Gatorade Zero blue flavor? Is that glacier
it's a,
freeze?
It's a glacier freeze. Glacier yeah, freeze. It's glacier freeze. It's just it's still very good. If you're looking to cut down on some sugar, I'd recommend it.
It's a solid move. What is the over-under set for Joe Burrow, how many times he'll be sacked? Because you could set it at 19.5, and I'd take the over.
Really?
I mean, he got sacked 9 times against the Titans, and now he's dealing with former MVP of your squad, Super Bowl MVP Von Miller, and Aaron Donald on the other side. Like, yeah, I would take 26.5 sacks in this game.
I mean, Joe Shiesty, though. You mean you saw him in the Kansas City game? There was probably 3 or 4 sacks that he could have taken, and he got out of. So, I also really like the Super Bowl MVP odds. Joe Burrow's at plus 250. I also like Cooper Kupp at plus 600 for Super Bowl MVP. If Cooper Kupp can have kind of the playoffs that he's been having in that big of a game, I think he can maybe swing that from Matt Stafford.
I mean, going from Drew's point of view, I feel like Aaron Donald might be a good option.
Yeah.
Hell, throw in Von Miller. You never know. Right. The guy's been there before. Repeat MVP on the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Those odds are probably pretty
I'm sure
great.
They're probably pretty good. Yeah. And there's a, I mean, there's a, more than a, probable chance of it happening.
Upward 1,000.
Yeah.
Really?
Up. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
For Donald and Miller, or
I think I believe Von Miller is at 1,200, and I think Aaron Donald is at plus 800.
Okay,
that's solid.
All right. I like those odds.
I like those odds. Yeah, that's good.
Coming out some smart analysis right there. That's as much as you'll ever get from me, guys. Okay. Other than that, I give you Gatorade colors,
I'm
okay?
I'm checking it right now. Donald's plus 1,300. Odell's plus 2,000.
Ooh, okay, all right.
And Von Miller's plus 4,000.
No, there we go. That's my money right there. Yeah, I might put a bill on Von Miller to do that.
One for four.
You never know.
He has all split it.
One game to just turn back the hands of other
times. Yeah, right. He's done well in those big pressure games in the playoffs. 100%. He's been there for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The guy got 2 weeks of rest right now. My dude is juiced, okay? Yeah. He's ready to level some people. I like that. 4,000? I'm in.
And then going back to the over-under on the national anthem, it's gone over 11 times in a row.
Who's singing the national anthem this year?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, that's a big part of it.
It's, let me look it up.
It's probably like the weekend or
it's
something.
It's Mickey something.
Mickey Avalon. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it is Mickey something. Brad is right.
Mickey Avalon. He's most known for that famous anthem, My Dick Cheney, you know?
God.
No Cheney Mickey needed, Guyton, though.
I don't know who Mickey Guyton is, but it's Mickey Guyton.
Mickey Guyton. Okay, all right.
It's a she.
Oh. Oof, how dare you. Watch your mouth, y'all. Wow, we just, canceled.
She's a country singer.
Oh, wow.
She has 3 Grammy Awards. Damn. Best Country Album, Best Country Song, and Best Country Solo Performance.
Can you see
So country, she might stick to the old traditional ways of the Star Spangled Banner. You know, she might not try to veer off course and go with her own, you know, style.
Yeah, they all go through style. It's your one chance to shine. It's like your one shiny moment. As any star, you get to sing the national anthem at the most viewed event in American sports.
She's hot.
Oh, curveball, y'all. She's black. She's for sure going over.
Yeah.
Black History Month? Come on, baby. Oh, yeah. A black country singer singing the national anthem.
They're diving deep right now. They're like, all right, we are.
You're going over.
Yeah, we're going all day. All day. Over 145, baby.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Okay.
All right, let's switch it up. You did want to talk about some of the implications of this current lawsuit. From former head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Brian Flores, and Stephen Ross is one of the people named in this lawsuit. And one of the allegations is Stephen Ross offered to pay Brian Flores $100K for losing games so they could tank for Joe Burrow and also collude to get Tom Brady. So possible implications, betting implications, anything in that realm you got for us, the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to see where obviously, you know, I'm not going to be asking Derek this question because he doesn't really care about your standard betting. But, you know, for the rest of you guys, kind of how do you feel as far as, you know, this, because this isn't just the first time. I mean, Hugh Jackson, you know, you guys were talking about earlier, he's actually been rumored to be in this class action as well with the Browns going one in 32 in his tenure there. Has also claimed that he's getting compensated to lose games. So, you know, the sports book are putting these spreads at what they think, you know, the efforts of this team is going to be. But if it's kind of, you know, got this Pete Rose kind of feel to it, you know, of betting on games and fixing games, how is, you know, this, you know, eruption of sports gambling going to kind of fold out for everyone?
Well, I think one, I would love to be offered $100K to lose games.
Hey, man, I was like, come on, y'all.
I've lost plenty of games for free. You know?
Yeah. A, you're getting paid, and B, you have a high chance of getting the first overall pick.
And you're getting more than paid. You're already getting your money. Then you're getting an extra $100K on there. Yeah, it's like a little bonus. Yeah.
Let's look at it from our point of view, right? Like we get a boys trip in Vegas. And we only take, you know, a certain amount of money with us. We go and lay, you know, the Dolphins plus 11, and they're tanking. They're trying to lose, and they lose by 50, you know, or they end up, you know, whatever the bet may be. It's not necessarily where the coaches is standing. Yeah, I mean, they're making $100K regardless if they're tanking or not, you know, from their contract. But when you have a sports betting industry, like people like me, Brad, and Rudy that are avid bettors, that has a revenue of almost $40 billion a year globally. Like that's gotta kind of affect some things, not only with, you know, coaching, but with the actual system itself.
I feel like an informed bettor would know when a team is tanking and be like, not laying money on the Dolphins.
Well, and what I would say is if any of my friends are laying money on the Dolphins, they get whatever they deserve. No, I understand your bigger point. Yes, this does definitely mess with the integrity of the game. And one thing we know is don't nothing stop the money. So Stephen Ross will be disciplined, and it's kind of crazy that the wildest thing that has come out, the most hellacious thing that has come out about from this lawsuit that Brian Flores has against the NFL for their hiring practices is a misfire on a text from Bill Belichick and gambling implications. That's pretty nuts to me. But, yeah, it absolutely messes. Once you mess with the money, you'll be messed with. And I think the NFL is going to come down hard on Stephen Ross because this came out. Not so much because it happened, but because it got out there. And, like, come on, bro. Cover your tracks better. Be smarter about this. Not that Brian Flores can prove it in a court of law, but he doesn't need to prove it in the court of public opinion. Once people don't want to bet on your games, DraftKings, FanDuel, all these other sites,
everyone,
they all take a hit. So I don't think people love betting on football. We saw billions of what was the number? I forgot what the number was this past season of legal bets placed on the NFL, but it was in the multiple billions, tens of billions of dollars.
I think in the state of New York it was $14 billion last month alone.
So to sort of put it in perspective, New York's first 3 weeks of betting when the state made it legal was $1.1 billion in revenue.
1.1. Okay. My bad.
And the first 3 weeks.
That's a little bit much, man.
Yeah. So
my bad.
Don't nothing stop the money, and that's kind of my point. Is I think ultimately there is going to be. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets to the point where Stephen Ross has his team taken from him. I wouldn't say I wouldn't be surprised. I would be surprised. I wouldn't be dumbfounded. I wouldn't be shocked. I guess.
No doubt. I mean, again, like you said, the moment you start messing with the pool, don't pee in the pool, y'all.
Don't pee in the pool.
You know, take it outside. Go to find a shower or a bush. Find a bush, okay?
Find a bush.
Yeah, find a bush, Stephen Ross, next time. Otherwise, you're doing bad.
But this goes back to my point. Have a white guy take these L's for you, and it's not as big of a deal. If he went up to a white dude and said it, would have been like, wow, that's wild. One. But stop asking black dudes to take these hits and take these purposeful L's is all I'm saying. Happy Black History Month, y'all.
So $52.7 billion throughout 2021 were spent on legal betting this year.
Okay, that's all sports. But, yeah,
but that's all sports. That's all sports,
yes.
That's
not
the NFL. The NFL is a significant chunk of that in the U.S.
The rest of it is obviously women's badminton.
Like, right,
that's,
obviously.
That's a hot pocket right now, guys. Okay.
Hey, John.
That Taiwanese team, woo!
Before we get you out of here, you got anything on your way out, sir?
Yeah, I heard you guys were having Aaron on. I'm sure you guys are going to talk AT&T Championship at Pebble Beach.
We're not at all. So feel free and give us your hot take on.
Well, if you could just pass along a question from me to her,
Tiger's hot.
I would like her top five golf beverages.
Oh, whoa. Beverages!
I would really like to know where she's at on her 18 hole beverage intake.
What would can you give us yours real quick before you get out of here?
Yeah. We'll go Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, okay. Solid.
We'll go obviously a John Daly, you know, an Arnold Palmer with a little bit of extra juice to it.
Yep.
Obviously you got to throw a Modelo in there cuz you're getting on the back nine, you got to see the ball.
Sure.
And what am I at? Four? Is that four?
Three.
That was three, yeah.
Three. All right, we're going to go with a Twisted Tea. I know that's kind of like a John Daly, but it's malt liquor. It's a little different.
Not for me.
No, right. I don't like them.
Go ahead.
Continue.
One more.
And then, obviously, you know, the ceremonial turn tequila shot.
A Bloody Mary to start off with, though? I don't know. I feel like Bloody Mary is aggressive on the golf course. But, you know, that's I feel like I just want to sit at a bar when I have a Bloody
you've
Mary.
You've never had an 8 a.m., 9 a.m. morning round and wanted a Bloody?
I'm surprised.
On the
no hot toddy, no Irish coffee, nothing for the morning rounds.
I mean, I do my Moscows or
coffee
my...
Coffee makes me too jittery when I'm holding the club.
Okay, fair enough. All right, sir, great work. We appreciate having you on. We'll have to have you back on after the Super Bowl, talk about how some of your prop bets went. And as this, I definitely want to do a show when we have a little more downtime about the transfer portal, because I would love to get some of your opinions on that. But excellent work, sir. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, boys. Have a good Super Bowl weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. All right, let's reset the show. Let's do it. Everyone just stretch out. Feel good. Roll the neck, roll the shoulders. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Your man, Jarrell Gilbert. My boy, Derek Isamaki. Your homie, Rodolfo Rudy Vasquez. And Statman Brad. We're coming to you live from FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. And you know, we're people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. As always, want to thank our listeners, all our friends on Instagram, watching us live right now, where you should be. TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game. Follow us, we will follow you back. Message us, we'll message you back. Hit us in the chat right now. We're having some fun in there. All right. Also, shout out to longtime supporter of the show and the station, Chico Paper Company, located in downtown. Hold on, I gotta clear my throat. I can't do this. I'm not doing them any love right now. Hold on. All right. Chico Paper Company, located in downtown Chico for more than 40 years on the corner of 4th and Broadway. Chico Paper Company is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Home to over 20 local artists and your source for custom framing. You can also shop safely from home at ChicoPaperCompany.com. Shout out to all our underwriters, Burchard Construction, Chico Paper Company, and most importantly, you, our listener. Thank you for rocking with us. All right, we all feel reset. We're good?
Oh, yeah.
We're fresh? All right, let's kick it to my man, Derek. Everyone's favorite segment. Get caught up on the going ons around the world. Derek Isamaki has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for
the news.
Going international today, y'all. And by international, we're going to our neighbors up north in good old Canada. Specifically, BC, Canada. For those of you who don't know what that means, that's British Columbia, okay?
Thank you.
Know your neighbors, okay? I mean, a high fence is the best neighbor, but still, know them. You never know. They might get you in your sleep. I don't think Canada will. We probably would get Canada in their sleep, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happened. So, Nick, Canada, watch out for us.
We're coming to get you.
But a British Columbian woman by the name...
Whoa.
Oh, dear. Ooh, that was aggressive.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was waiting to come out. That one was waiting.
We are... we're all dead now. So, a British Columbian woman by the name of Miss Bethany Coker. She's a... construction worker. So way to fill the divide, girl. All right, you're fighting for the unrepresented women in the construction industry right now. Bless your soul.
Had herself
quite the discovery as she came out of work one day and saw that there was a muddy shoe print on her car. Inside her car.
Huh.
So she deduced that somebody, looks like, broke into her car. She didn't see anything taken, but either way, she steamed it, cleaned the upholstery on her merry way. A few days later, though, she was surprised, to say none the least, when she noticed that as she came out from work again into her car, she saw that all her windows were fogged up. Now, when you have, not fogged up in the, there's ice on my car, like fogged up is...
someone sitting in your car.
Titanic moment, okay?
Yeah.
Hand on the window, all right? Whoa! So she got in her car, didn't think much of it, but she proceeded to then hear a voice say, hey! Freaking her out, she thought someone's trying to prank on her. Turns out, there was a dude, naked, in her trunk.
Whoa!
Apparently, he'd been there for 3 days.
What? Jeez.
Said absolutely nothing for those 3 days as she went around her merry way, going errands to work and back and forth. Dude, apparently, she doesn't use her trunk. Rip. You know? Probably a silly. Probably just put it in the back seat. That's what you would do right now. Granted, yeah. I can see in the back of my trunk from, you know, it's connected. So I don't have a separate trunk. Either way, homeboy had himself a nice little stay for 3 days inside a trunk. Not the trunk you want to be in, but a trunk nonetheless.
How do you get in there?
By breaking into the car, apparently popped the trunk and climbed himself in there. Had himself a time. Apparently nothing was really done to the back of the car. Just a mentally ill man. Gosh. She called the cops, obviously, and the man was taken away and apparently given the proper helping he needs.
Dude, that'd be a trip.
Apparently, like, small spaces, man. 3 days? I mean, I'm not claustrophobic, but I that would be uncomfortable.
Yo, 100%.
Yeah,
naked,
yeah.
Too?
It's the only way to be, man. Moving along now. Now we go over to our good old jolly friends in England, where we've got a mom out there who is a single mother, has a daughter. She likes tattoos. Loves tattoos so much. Got her 72nd tattoo just recently on her arm. Actually, on her forearm. Spanned roughly a ruler's length from hand to elbow. It actually was a ruler's length. It was a measuring device set in inches so that she could measure out the length of all her partner's penis size. She was tired of being lied to and decided, you know what?
Savage.
I'm doing it my way right now.
Yeah.
She's thinking about a 73rd tattoo, which would wrap around her fingers so which she could measure girth with as well. So that is a very intuitive woman, and
wow.
She knows what she likes.
Yeah.
She's got particular wants, particular needs, and she won't take anything less.
Good for her.
Obviously, it's not big enough for me, but, you know.
Yeah, there it is.
Why?
You have to. One has to make said jokes when given said opportunity. And I set myself up a lob, and I was like, why not take it? So, yes, she does have a nice ruler on her arm, set in inches. Even though she's in England, which I thought was weird. Like, you don't want centimeters. I guess centimeters, that's a lot of counting to do, you know?
It is, yeah.
Unless it's not a lot of counting, then it's like, I don't want to count that. Like, that's not worth counting, you know? I got to have at least double-digit centimeters. Good ladies? I don't know. I don't know what double-digit centimeters. I need to ask those British ladies, but apparently they do in inches, too. So there we go. You're welcome, world. We gave you inches. Guys probably like, why can't you give me centimeters? I could have sounded a lot better out there.
Yeah, right?
You gave me more numbers.
Oh, man.
All right, so if you ever come in contact with him, better not lie, y'all.
Yeah.
She's ready to go.
She comes correct.
Yep.
Yeah, she does. And that's the news.
Real quick, you mentioned the gentleman being in the trunk naked.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, are y'all nudists? Do you walk around your house nude?
No, I'm like bare, like briefs at least. You
yeah.
know, I could never be like
socks,
my couch is disgusting. I can never sit like naked on there.
Okay,
that would be weird.
Brad, you're
yeah.
a nudist.
Yeah,
you
no,
would be.
Yeah,
absolutely
nude,
gross.
But boots on with him.
Always got to be ready, man.
Yeah.
Okay, you never know when
boots
you need
boots always on, baby.
Boots on, yeah.
Oh,
never know when you need a boot scootin' boogie.
Spring on, Aaron.
Thank you.
My God.
How you doing, Aaron?
Hey, Aaron.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, girl?
It's better now that you're here. Hold on. I have a question. I'm going to take the audience behind the proverbial curtain if we could. What do y'all and Brad talk about every week he calls you? And you guys have like a 3-minute off-air conversation. And I'm always curious, what are they chit-chatting about during Derek's news segment? So can you give us a highlight of today's conversation?
It does depend, but today was about the Olympics because there was a controversy in the mixed relay for the USA short track. So Brad happened to be watching the Olympics over the weekend, and obviously I was. So we kind of got to like watch it together, and I was like, this seems like such a scandal to me as we watched it play out. And nobody cares. So maybe it's just my arrogance as an American, but it was scandalous.
All right. Well, now you have to fill us all in. What'd we miss? What was
the
scandal?
Yeah, so the short track has a relay, and I, if no one's ever seen it, watch it. It's so cool because the track is really short, and the way that they hand off is like you get in position, and then, you know, the skater that comes in, you know, they get pushed off by the person handing off, so there's no actual baton. Well, the race ends. USA comes in second. They've knocked out China, who's like one of the favorites, and then as it ends, you kind of see like a essentially a penalty. You go like something's wrong. They're investigating. Brad, remind me. We thought the penalty was going to be what, on Italy?
No, on ROC. So ROC had blocked China from basically passing or pushing off and tagging on to the last or their hammer guy. And that's what we were thinking. Oh, okay, there's obvious blocking there. And then it ended up that ROC, Russia Olympic Committee, and the United States got penalties. And everyone on the TV was like wondering why, how did the United States, because there was an obvious, there was no obstruction. And they were saying that the United States, as they were getting ready to get the pass off, that they were too close to the line of like the racetrack that obstructed.
Yeah, so technically the American did, his skate was inside of the lane. Now, but in short track, unlike track and field, you can skate in and out of it, or you can cross the line that's not really a penalty. There are just these particular parts on the track where you do have to skate around them. So, yeah, they called him for that, and they called it, you know, impeding, and then the USA gets knocked out, and then we don't have a chance to race for gold.
And that brings China into the fold of getting into the finals, which they did end up winning. And they got gold in that that event, which was absolutely asinine.
Team China,
yep.
Look at them.
Home cooking.
Yeah, it was a hometown call for sure. For sure.
So that was our conversation today.
All right. Well, now I feel more enlightened. I'm sorry I asked. what else you got for us on the Olympics? I don't know how much these guys have been paying attention. I have it on as background noise. You know?
I will say it's on. I do it for you, Aaron, just for you. Only reason
Wait,
why
here,
I would
have
it on.
Have you watched any of the figure skating by any chance? Like, have you just seen clips of it? Have you seen it in the women by any chance?
I have not, and you guys have kind of ruined figure skating for me. So don't, I don't, I will say, like, you guys, you truly forcing me to watch it as a young boy.
In that my was, like, defense.
The only thing you guys ever watched, like, for sure.
My grandmother loved it. Okay?
Yes, she did.
So if you want to speak poorly about your dead grand.
I do not. Whoa, way to bring it. I did not. You guys made me watch it even when she was not there. Okay? It was forced upon me. And our mother, too. Our mother. No, do not give me you honor. You loved it, too. You guys all got caught up in the pageantry, the pompom circumstance, and I got lost in it. I didn't want to do it at all. I had no desire to be a part of it. I had to sit there and watch it. We had one TV announced. Was I going to read a book? No, I'm not going to read a book. I'm going to sit there and mindlessly watch the stupid Olympics.
And played with yourself and pretend.
I did that already. It was done. I had nothing else to do. I already played with myself enough.
Child, okay?
I had nothing else to do out there except play with myself. I was a lonely boy. Three girls. Tough life, okay? Forced to watch that too. It was not fun.
Eric, you are welcome. You are welcome.
No. I will. No. No. Sorry, I didn't watch anything you're saying. Don't ask me to. Sorry.
So anywho, so the one thing I did notice, the women are doing something. Normally when they jump, I don't know if anyone watched, but they used to tuck their arms in. They would cross their arms across their chest, and now they do this thing where they put their arms up in the air.
Yeah.
So all their jumps look a little different, and it's just a little off-putting, and I guess I'm old, but I'm like, that looks wrong.
I love it.
But I love it's old school.
Give us. Can you give us what's the medal count? What do we need to know about the medal count?
So yeah, I mean, this is part of the reason I told you I was like, we'll just do some of the controversies because America is not doing well, guys.
Not at all.
It's a little embarrassing, but it's early. It's still very early. There's still many to go, guys. We're not in the top five. We're not even in the top 10 of medal counts. United States currently has 3 silver medals. 3.
Wow, don't have any gold? Wow, we
see. Yeah. Sweden has 3. Technically, they're ranked first right now just because they're 3 gold medals, but the ROC has 7 total medals with 2 gold.
See, like, those
silver.
Countries are always got snow all the time. Like, we got, like, seasons, actually. Yeah. You know? Like, we don't get the chances to always get snow. So, you know.
Well, a lot of our competitors are from the mountain regions of America. So,
There's just no 24 hours a day on out there?
No, but they travel around.
Enough
said.
Two of our medals, we have got second to women from New Zealand. And I think they have the least amount of snow on planet Earth. Ooh, so it hurts a little bit. It hurts.
That's not right.
New Zealand has only one medal. And are you sure it wasn't New Zealand and Australia? Because they both have golds.
Kind of the same thing. Aren't they the same country? Does anyone care if they're different?
No.
Nobody
cares. No, it's not America, so who cares?
Again, Australia, you're a bunch of convicts. We don't care about y'all, okay?
What's New Zealand then?
It's the bastard child of Australia.
All right.
Australia's the bastard child of England, so you're a double bastard in New Zealand. Sorry.
Quick question, Aaron. Do you know when the bobsledding is going to be happening?
That's coming up, I'm pretty sure, at the end of this week.
Okay.
So the Jamaican bobsled team, they're there. They're living it up. They're ready to have a great race.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. You got anything else for us on your way out of here?
No, I think that was it. But I did hear John's question, and I'm impressed that he can drink that much on the course. I'm strictly like a beer girl, you know? Get me a 40 a Miller, and I am good to go.
Here we go.
All right.
A couple 40s. I need more than one.
Hey. All right. Wow. Thank you, Aaron, the alcoholic. We appreciate
I thought that was bad, but hey.
No, it was great as always. We look forward to more Olympic coverage next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
Later.
So real quick, bobsledding starts February 10th with a two-man. And the
it's a Thursday.
Yeah, so that's a Thursday. Okay. And then they have the women's mono bob.
Is that the
I'm going to guess single? It's single, yeah. Which you'd imagine that would be either the skeleton or the, what's the other one called?
Mono bob. It's probably one-man bobsled.
Yeah.
It's not a bobsled. It's the...
you just said mono bob.
Yeah.
That sounds
the
like...
Luge,
thank you. That's it. I feel like that would be mono bob, but...
You're not bobbing when you're illusion.
Yeah.
Let's try it one more time. Feel the rhythm.
Feel the ride.
It's the...
We actually had poor people. Get on up. It's bobsled time.
My bad.
That's
haven't seen that in
Get
years.
On up was your line. Yes. Goodness gracious. At least last time I was focused on the show.
Oh, were you? Okay. That's a first.
Funny. Very funny.
Yeah, I know.
That's why we're laughing.
Yeah.
All right, you want to give them a North State update?
I can give them a North State update.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State update.
Ah, yes, it's been a big week for Chico State basketball for both men and women. Let's first start off with the women's basketball team. They're on a 3-game win streak after losing to Cal Poly Humboldt. Such a weird... I'm still not even used to saying that. But Cal Poly Humboldt, they lose 58-69, and since then, they beat Sonoma State, Cal Poly Pomona, and Cal State San Bernardino this last week. They beat Cal Poly Pomona 77-67, and they beat Cal State San Bernardino 73-51. Now, going on to the men's basketball team, it was a big weekend for them. They were facing off against the number 3 team in the nation, Cal State San Bernardino. After a loss on Thursday to Cal Poly Pomona 67-71, they came out swinging. And they get the victory against number 3, Cal State San Bernardino, 67-63.
Let's go.
The number 10 team in the nation gets the win. Unfortunately, that loss to Cal Poly Pomona is probably going to hurt them in the rankings. But they're still number 2 in the region, which is all that really matters when you're getting into the NCAA tournament.
Excuse me, sir. Where's the Panther roar? That's the best part of this segment.
Is that the best part of the segment? Oh, I apologize. Well, I'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
But huge games coming up. You're really now hoping that Cal State San Bernardino can keep their winning ways alive, because that's the only way that the Wildcats are going to move up in the national ranking. But you also hope for a little bit of a loss here and there to a good team to raise them up in the rankings, in the regional rankings. Their next couple games are against Cal State Monterey Bay, but that has been canceled as a no contest. Their next game is going to be at home against San Francisco State, February 12th. So go out, support them, and like always, go Wildcats.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear Chico State's doing well. All right, we have some more topics. Which ones do you want to do? Super Bowl predictions?
No.
No. I think we've already done that.
Joe Rogan, NBA trade deadline?
Nah.
All right, well, you got any then? Because I'm running out.
That's all we have.
Well, I thought you wanted to do Brian Flores.
Oh, we could talk about the Brian Flores lawsuit.
Yeah, I heard you mention that. I was waiting for that one to pop up, but you didn't want to do it again.
So, as many of you know, Brian Flores has filed a lawsuit against the NFL for their discriminatory hiring behavior, I guess we should say.
Process,
yeah. And so some of the funny that came from it was the Bill Belichick tweet that was supposed to be to former assistant Brian Daboll.
Text.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. That's supposed to be. That'd be crazy if you
tweeted.
No way.
It was supposed to go to former assistant of his, Brian Daboll, who's now the New York Giants head coach. And it went to Brian Flores. Classic mistweet.
Come on, Bill. Like, dude, you got to have last names in there, okay? You got to have last names. He probably just has, like, Brian Patriots. Yeah, that's probably what he's got on there. He's like, enough. You worked for me at one point. You were a Patriot. He's like,
Patriot for life.
Yeah, he's like, Brian, assistant coach. Like, yeah. that's probably what he's got, you know? I can see that in Bill's
have
phone.
You ever fired off a text to the wrong person?
Oh, yeah. It's happened.
All the time.
Yeah. Yep. Well, not that guy. But, you know,
have you ever done it talking about someone or thinking about someone and you meant to send it to someone else?
I've never done that far. I've never been in that position before where I'm like texting the person I'm talking about.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't been that.
But you have mixed up names.
I have mixed up names before, yes.
Has it ever got you in any hot water?
It's definitely ruined certain things. So maybe that is hot water. So yeah, maybe it's some hot water. Yeah. Some connections were definitely lost.
Jeez.
Did you have a follow-up there?
Or? No, I just doesn't. Okay. I feel like those might have been good connections, though, from what it sounded like. No.
Yeah. I don't need to go down like that.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Jesus
I went
enough.
To you.
What exactly happened, bro?
I'm sorry I went to you.
What exactly did you say?
It's always a bad idea.
So this lawsuit was filed February 1st, 1 week ago from today. And I thought the timing, they could have done some things here. I thought it was kind of rash. I understand that Brian Flores, he has an argument. He has a point. He's not going to win this in court with the evidence they currently have.
Yeah.
Doing it the first day of Black History Month, doing it the same day Tom Brady retires, I understand what they're trying to do. But never make a decision over legality when you're still emotional.
It's always tough. Yeah. Yeah. Write it out first. Then maybe the next day. Sleep
and
on it.
If you want to still work in this league, I mean, there's only 32 jobs. This is obviously the job you've been working your whole life to get.
Yeah.
You got one. You're still in running for another one or for several. And, you know, when people were comparing him to Kaepernick, I was like, this is not that.
No.
Let's relax. Kaepernick was doing this on behalf of a movement of other people, not just hiring practices. This was about police brutality. So let's not make it all that. Okay. This is a good old boys club, and it's hard to break into. And obviously, and it should be surprising, but it's not surprising. I don't think that the owners or the decision makers are necessarily racist. I think they are hiring the people they are comfortable and know. That means they probably should get more comfortable and get to know more people.
Right? Yeah, I mean, like I said, racism is one of the easiest things to kind of accuse somebody of. It's blatantly out there. Hardest thing to prove because the intent is never known truly.
Right.
The only way you
could
do it is this actual colluding amongst all the owners to say, we're only allowed this many X number black coaches in the league. Now, is that out there? It's plausible. Is it probable? It's borderline probability that something being like that out there, because you do see a very tradition out there, a pattern. Is definitely out there in terms of what's out, how they go about their practice. And for the most part, like the way they do the Rooney Rule, it just seems very patronizing. But I don't know. I'm not the target audience in that. I just see it from my perspective, seeing like, oh, we're just pandering to them by like, all right, we're going to give you this type of option right now just because you're black.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Jim Caldwell Caldwell was the last decent Detroit Lions head coach, and he stopped taking interviews because he said this is all a sham, you know. And so I think there's some teeth to this, of course, but I just don't think what Brian Flores' legal team has provided so far gives him any real shot of winning this case in a court of law. So
I wonder how much of the $100,000 he took. How many $100,000 did he take? You know, did he take any of them? I mean, like,
yeah, because you can't really come out and try snitch, and then, well, yeah,
yeah, I took like
$400,000.
Well, because like Hugh Jackson, he's coming out on that too. He said, did he take any of that $100,000 too? Because if you take the money, it's kind of I can't take you like, oh yeah, I'm on this lawsuit. And I was like, no, man, you're in on it.
Yeah,
if you want to have some integrity, have it before you take the money.
Kyler Murray unfollows the Cardinals on Twitter.